What is the No Spin News all about?
You know that this is a fact-based analysis news program. You know that. We avoid speculation. We don't do conspiracies here. We don't do party politics here. We're not nonpartisan. That's wrong. Not that. Okay, we are advocates for a stronger America and a more just society. We don't believe in communism. We don't believe in socialism. We don't believe in nihilism. We don't believe in the progressive woke culture. We think it is un-American. We don't support that. So you should know what we are. And it would then crystallize what we do.
Listen to the No Spin News. Subscribe to Bill O'Reilly's podcast feed wherever podcasts are available.
I feel like I should channel my inner Yeezy to start this show, but then I realized the best way that I could channel my inner Yeezy would be to wear a red Make America Great Again hat. And I don't have one sitting around the studio, actually. This is a funny story. The only Make America Great Again hat that I have was sent to me like a year ago by a fan, and it's gigantic. Like, it's this big. If you picture what a bobblehead looks like sitting on your desk and how the hat is about as big as the entire torso of the bobblehead, that's what the Make America Great Again hat is made of, foam, like one of those foam fingers. And it's about the size that would be equal to a foam finger on your hand. That's the hat. So couldn't wear that. I don't know how to channel my inner Yeezy, but that is what we are going to talk about today. Welcome to the Liz Wheeler Show. I'm Liz Wheeler. Before we get into all of Kanye West's latest controversy, what did you guys think of the bananas video of the day? We debuted that new segment on the show yesterday. At the end of the show every day, we are going to watch together just the craziest, the nuttiest, the most bananas video that I can find online and either laugh at it, be horrified, or break it down. We started that yesterday, so let me know. Did you like it? What did you think? Please submit to me your bananas video of the day. You can do that on Twitter. You can do that on Locals. Wherever I'm on social media, I'm probably trolling it. And don't forget to stick around for the end of the show today because I have got a good one for you today. I really think it's going to make you laugh. So what are we going to talk about on the show today? Kanye West is making headlines. He's triggering leftists again, which I think is what he likes to do best. He wore a t-shirt to his fashion show. This is at the end of Paris Fashion Week. He had an impromptu fashion show. He sent the invitations out, and he didn't even tell people where it was going to be located until the afternoon of the show. So people didn't know where it exactly was going to be. He shows up to his fashion show in a t-shirt that says White Lives Matter on the back. He is accompanied by none other than conservative commentator Candace Owens. Obviously, this triggered the left. They went completely insane. So what I want to talk about today is why exactly does this trigger the left to this extent? Because some of the tweets and responses and articles that were written after Kanye West, after these photos surfaced, after this fashion show had debuted, it is just, I mean, these people, these leftists are deranged in their response. So why are they so triggered by this? And truly, what is so controversial about saying white lives matter or saying all lives matter? The left tells us that you're a racist, you're a white supremacist if you say those two things, but who died and left them, boss? How come we can't say that? What is so racist about that? I want to talk about that. It's a controversial phrase, but why is it so controversial? And then I want to talk about what Kanye West is actually doing, what the purpose of wearing a shirt like that at an event like Paris Fashion Week, which is obviously just rife with radical leftists, when he knew that the eyes of not only the fashion industry, but Hollywood and really the entire world would be on him. Why is he choosing there to make a political statement like this? So let's get into it. Thank goodness for American Hartford Gold. If you're anything like me, then you're growing more and more concerned about the future. Inflation is at its highest level in 40 years. Interest rates are skyrocketing. And market experts like Jamie Dimon, who is the CEO of JP Morgan, not only predicted the recession that we are experiencing right now, but used the terms economic hurricane and unprecedented. Yikes. If you want to protect your future, then I suggest you do what I did. Call the only precious metal dealers that I trust, American Hartford Gold. They can show you how to protect your savings and your retirement accounts by diversifying your portfolio with physical gold and silver. All it takes to get started is a short phone call, and they will have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or inside your IRA or 401k. And they make it easy. They are the highest rated firm in the country with an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of satisfied clients as a result. If you call them right now, they will give you up to $1,500 of free silver on your first order. So don't wait. Call them right now. Call 866-781-7499. That's 866-781-7499. Or if you prefer text messaging, text the word Liz to 65532. Again, the phone number is 866-781-7499 or text LIZ to 65532. You'll be glad you did. Okay, so Kanye West debuted Yeezy Season 9. Apparently it's not Yeezy like Y-E-E-Z-Y anymore. Apparently it's Y-Z-Y Season 9. There are no vowels left in Kanye West's life. Maybe he is the artist formerly known as Yeezy, formerly known as Kanye West. I don't know. Now he calls himself Yee. Season 9 of Yeezy debuted at the Paris Fashion Week, and he had originally scheduled a show, and then it had been canceled. The venue pulled the rug out from under him, and then he had, at the last minute, he had a new venue, and this was a surprise. He really is a force to be reckoned with. Even outside of his politics, just in the fashion industry, maybe this is overlap into the rap industry, into the music industry, but some of the most influential fashion persons or people in the fashion industry and community attended his show regardless of the drama and the controversy that he caused. So very interesting. You'll see this is the photo that has been making the rounds. This is Kanye West wearing a t-shirt that says White Lives Matter. Standing next to him is conservative commentator Candace Owens, who is also wearing a t-shirt that says White Lives Matter. It's quite a striking photo. Quite striking. You cannot go anywhere online, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Facebook, whether it's TikTok, whether it's Instagram, whether it's any news website, without seeing this photo. And boy, oh boy, do people have opinions about this. So I want to dive today right into the most controversial aspect of this. Any tweet that you see, any article that you read, any reaction from the left, who are just triggered by orders of magnitude here, focuses on this phrase, White Lives Matter. And the claim from the left is that this is a white supremacist phrase. That if you say white lives matter, that you are a white nationalist, that this is a hateful phrase. And they equate this. They say saying white lives matter is the same as saying all lives matter. Apparently this makes you racist. And I would just like to dispute this for a second. I would just like to explore why this is. What about this phrase is racist? I don't understand the controversy here. So the Anti-Defamation League claimed that this is a hateful phrase, and their justification or their explanation for why they have labeled White Lives Matter as a hateful racist phrase is because they say after the phrase Black Lives Matter was coined back in 2015, they claim white supremacist groups or small groups of white nationalists started using the phrase White Lives Matter as a racist response to Black Lives Matter. And I thought to myself, this is a stretch even for a leftist organization, right? Because there are always going to be bad people in our country, bad people on any side of the aisle, bad people who have horrible views on race, bad people who have horrible views on gender, bad people who have horrible views on religion. There are always going to be bigoted, hateful, evil people. But we are very lucky to live in a country where bigoted, evil, hateful people are like a fringe minority of people in our country. Like the smallest sliver of our population. And so to claim that saying all lives matter or white lives matter means that you associate with this fringe group of white supremacists would be as absurd as saying, well, a white nationalist group also says Merry Christmas. They send out Christmas cards that say Merry Christmas. Therefore, if you say Merry Christmas, well, you must align with the white nationalist views. That's how stupid this argument is. Because the phrase White Lives Matter or the phrase All Lives Matter, dissect this with me. What does this mean? White Lives Matter and All Lives Matter mean that we acknowledge the dignity, the inherent unalienable dignity of all human lives. That skin color is not a determining factor over whether your life matters. Whether you are due equal rights, constitutionally protected rights, but equal rights under the law. Whether or not you are a child of God. It is a response to the Black Lives Matter movement, because the Black Lives Matter movement isn't about protecting or defending Black lives. It certainly isn't about police brutality, and we can get into the problems with the Black Lives Matter movement in just a second. But the Black Lives Matter movement is divisive. It's not just defending Black lives, it's trying to blame white people, actually not just blame, falsely accuse white people of committing crimes against Black people and getting away with those crimes, specifically police-involved shootings. We know that that's not true. So who says that white lives matter is a racist phrase? And why is all lives matter a racist phrase? Why is it a bigoted thing to propose that every person has dignity and value regardless of the color of their skin? Anybody who tells you this, any leftist, any Democrat, any Hollywood celebrity, any news organization that looks you in the eye and says it's problematic if you claim that everyone has dignity regardless of their skin color, if you use the phrase all lives matter or white lives matter, they have a political agenda, and that political agenda is using racialism to divide our country because their goal is Marxism, and they know in order to impose Marxism, they have to divide and conquer. They have to turn one group of people against another group of people. They have to label some people as oppressed and others as the oppressor so that they can gin up fear and anger among the people they have labeled as oppressed in order to try to revolt against the people they have labeled as oppressed. That's what we're seeing. That's why you're told that you're racist if you say white lives matter or all lives matter. Kanye West is pushing back on this. Why? Why is he choosing this venue and this time? We're going to talk about that a little bit later in the show. But think about Black Lives Matter for a second, the organization and the movement. Think about the Black Lives Matter protests that popped up throughout cities across our entire nation. These were not peaceful protests. These were violent riots. There was looting. There was vandalism. There were assaults on police officers. There was arson. Remember that CNN clip, that still that became almost the best illustration of the Black Lives Matter riots that anybody could have invented, where the CNN journalist is standing with his microphone and he's saying, these are mostly peaceful protests. And literally in the background, as this CNN shill is lying to your face, you can see with your own eyes behind him, the building is on fire because the Black Lives Matter rioters have set it on fire. They're burning down cities. And why are they doing this? Why are they engaging in this political violence against innocent business owners, against communities? Why are they robbing their fellow citizens? Why are they assaulting law enforcement officers? Well, they're doing it based on the lie that white police officers are inherently racist, that law enforcement is systemically white supremacist, that they target Black people for being Black, that they shoot Black people for being Black, and that they get away with doing this. None of that is true. It's been roundly debunked. Not only are police forces not systemically racist, it is not a white supremacist structure or institution. There have been analyses that show that police officers are actually less likely to use lethal force against a Black person because they fear the backlash of the Black Lives Matter movement. They are more likely to fatally shoot a white person in similar circumstances than a Black person. That's actually hugely problematic. There should be no racial differences between actions that police take. Police should take actions based on the situation and not based on who the perpetrator is or what they look like. But the studies and the data don't matter to the Black Lives Matter movement because they want to spark fear in the hearts of Black people in our nation in order to gin up this political violence because they want to abolish police. It's not just defund the police. They want to abolish police. They want to abolish prisons. They want to decimate our entire criminal justice system. That's why their second phase is these George Soros-funded progressive prosecutors who refuse to prosecute the violent crimes that the Black Lives Matter movement has fomented these rioters to commit. And then they don't want any prison time anyway. They don't want any prisons whatsoever because they don't want a nation of law and order. Because without law and order, you aren't a nation of laws. You become vulnerable to Marxism. And that's what the Black Lives Matter movement was built on. The women who founded the Black Lives Matter movement, Patrice Cooler specifically, is a scam artist. The Black Lives Matter movement raised over $100 million in donations during the course of the past years. And what have they done with it? The families in the communities that have been devastated by the Black Lives Matter riots have seen none of this. Patrice Cooler herself lived in this multi-million dollar mansion that she bought in California with the money that was raised from the Black Lives Matter movement. She was actually forced to step down because everyone, even the left, knew that the allegations that she had fundraised off of tragedies, police-involved shootings are a tragedy, even when it's justified force, it's still the loss of life. It's still sad. She exploited people's emotions to raise money, and then she'd bought herself a big old house with it. An absolute scam artist. And it's like the oldest trick in the book, right? To abuse someone's money just to buy yourself luxury things. So then, of course, going back to Kanye West for a second, and I want to get to some of the leftist responses to Kanye, because what they say, especially in the tweet responses, really, really illustrates what the left thinks of you, what the left thinks of Black people, and what the left wants for our country. And we're going to get to that in just a second. But first, I want to talk to you about Bambi. Now, I like Bambi, and I think you will too, because small business owners, have you ever had an issue with employee attendance? Have you ever had an employee altercation in the workplace? Have you ever been confused on how to handle a situation with an employee? Have you ever had employee performance issues? Have you ever stressed about navigating through HR compliance? Who among us hasn't? Well, the bad news is one complaint against your company can turn your whole world upside down. The good news is Bambi is here to help small business owners implement good HR practices. Bambi is an HR platform built for businesses just like yours. So you can automate the most important HR practices and get your own dedicated HR manager. Here's how it works. First, Bambi's HR autopilot automates your core policies. I'm talking workplace training, employee feedback. Then your dedicated HR manager will help you navigate the more complex parts of HR and guide you to compliance. These HR managers are available by phone, email, or real-time chat. Now, as you know, an in-house HR manager can cost up to $80,000 a year, pretty unaffordable for most small business owners. But with Bambi, your dedicated HR manager starts at just $99 a month. No hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You run your business. Let Bambi run your HR. Go to Bambi.com/Liz right now for your free HR audit. It's spelled Bambee.com/Liz. Bambi.com/Liz. Okay, so before we even start reading through some of these responses, which have blown my mind that someone in the public eye would openly admit that this is how they feel about Kanye West, one of the interesting overarching themes in the leftist response is that they're acting like Kanye West is committing some great atrocity. They're acting like Kanye West is immoral, that he's perpetuating some grave moral evil against the Black community. And I thought to myself, this is so interesting to see the left try to play morality police. And it's doubly ironic given the fact that Kanye West is famous because he's a rapper. Think about the rap industry for a second and think about the left's response to the rap industry. Almost any rapper that you can think of, any famous rapper that you can think of, has rapped about abusing women, has glorified the use of drugs, sometimes even being drug dealers, talked about prostitution positively, has glorified violence and gang life. And the left doesn't care about this at all. The left has no problem, no comment on how such immorality and depravity negatively impacts, especially young people who listen to rappers who are formed by this music. The left doesn't care at all, but suddenly they become the morality police. If you are a Black person who is a rapper and you're Republican, oh my God. Oh my God, what kind of immorality are you perpetuating? What kind of harm are you causing to the Black community? What kind of example are you setting? But no problem with abusive women, drugs, guns, gangs, nothing. only a problem if you are a Republican. To the left, being a Republican, if you are a Black person, is worse than being a drug dealer. The New York Times claims that Kanye West's fashion show was not art. And to them, I'm sure this is like the worst insult that you can levy at someone during this. You know, what is a fashion show, right? It's supposed to be this conceptual idea of what was behind the creation of trends or the creation of this fashion. And so it's the highest insult to be like, that is not art. And this is what the New York Times has levied at Kanye West. But what is art? I'm not being pithy here. What is art? Art is either beauty or expression or emotion. So beauty, expression, emotion. And what is Kanye West doing here? These t-shirts that say White Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter, okay, I think we can agree it's not beauty. They're just t-shirts with screen printing on it. That's not necessarily beautiful. It is expression. It certainly is his expression. But most importantly, isn't that what art is supposed to do? Isn't it supposed to elicit emotion? And I think we can all agree that's certainly what Kanye West's art did. It certainly elicited emotion. So maybe that's what the art is. Maybe that's where the artistic aspect of Kanye West's fashion show lies. The emotion that he elicited from the left, maybe that is the art of it. I don't want to call it a stunt, but it's kind of a stunt. I don't necessarily think that the word stunt is as negative as the left wants us to think it is. So I'm fine with using it. Whether it was about DeSantis sending the migrants to Martha's Vineyard, sure, that was a stunt. Of course it was a stunt, but it's a good stunt. Same with Kanye West. Sure, this is a stunt, but it's a good stunt. It's an effective stunt. So I'm not going to let the left co-opt that word. The emotion Kanye West intended to elicit, he intended to trigger the left. And that was his art. But because the left didn't want to feel that emotion, they are accusing him of not being artistic. Some of the most prominent leftist voices, I'm talking about radical leftist voices, and Black leftist voices responded. Their heads just exploded. You have to wonder why this triggers them so much. Why their meltdown is like the Wicked Witch of the West screeching as she melts. This is what Jemele Hill tweeted. She said, "So many folks are trying to excuse Kanye wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt as just a troll move or marketing. Maybe it is," she says, "but it's a dangerously dumb message to send for someone with his massive platform. I've been off, dude, but y'all go ahead labeling his foolishness as genius." Okay, so two things. First of all, I think you are a genius if you know how to elicit this kind of reaction from mainstream leftist voices. Because so often, our environment, our political environment of political dialogue is very different than it was 5 years or 10 years ago, where the left was willing to engage and willing to debate. Now the left embraces cancel culture. So they don't want to sit there and have an argument with you. They don't want to go back and forth on Twitter. They don't want to show up to a speech and ask a question. They don't want to sit on stage with you and have a polite, civil debate, even if you strongly and passionately disagree. No. The left wants you silenced and censored and canceled and ostracized if they agree with you. So maybe it is genius if someone like Kanye West is able to elicit a response from so many high-profile leftists in Hollywood, in fashion, and in politics that not just elicit a response, but elicit a response that shows us the left's true colors. And also, why is this dangerous? What is dangerous about saying White Lives Matter? We're going to get to that. Mark Lamont Hill has the next tweet here, the next response. This is what he says. "Kanye West's decision to wear a White Lives Matter shirt is disgusting, dangerous, and irresponsible. Some of y'all will rush to defend him. You should ask yourselves why." Well, here's my question for Mark Lamont Hill. What about this is disgusting, dangerous, and irresponsible? Do you condone what the Black Lives Matter movement did? Do you think that the Black Lives Matter movement was a good representation of the Black community? Do you think the Black Lives Matter movement was honest? Are you okay with what Patrice Cullors did with the money that they raised in the name of Black Lives? Do you believe the premise of the Black Lives Matter movement, the narrative about police-involved shootings? Please enlighten me. Why is this disgusting? Why is this dangerous? Why is this irresponsible? I suspect I know the answer because I've spoken with Mark Lamont Hill on his show before it was canceled, in which he told me that he believed that white people are inherently racist. We were talking about critical race theory, and I asked him, I said, well, critical race theory posits that black people are inherently oppressed and white people are inherently racist. Do you believe that? Do you believe that a white person is racist based just on the color of their skin, not on their behavior, their thoughts, their feelings? And he said, yes. And so then you look at his tweet and you say, oh, okay. Well, I see here. He actually doesn't value white lives. He doesn't think that white lives matter. He doesn't believe in equality under the law. He certainly doesn't believe that you have value based on your soul. He actually is the racist. He believes that you are less if you have white skin. Blue Alexia said, this is her tweet. She said, Kanye West making black models wear White Lives Matter shirts is the culmination of his anti-blackness and his immersion in white supremacy ideologies and methods. Disgusting. Anti-blackness. What does this phrase mean? To the left, you aren't a real black person unless you vote the way they want you to vote. To the left, you aren't a real black person unless you embrace the Marxist underpinnings of the Black Lives Matter movement. You aren't a real black person if you don't like Joe Biden. You aren't a real black person if you dared to vote for Donald Trump. You aren't a real black person if you're pro-life. You're not a real black person unless you surrender your independent thought and vote as a herd of sheep the way the left, the white liberal politicians in Washington, D.C. tell you to vote based only on the amount of melanin in your skin. Is this not the most demeaning, the most insulting, and the most racist attitude that you've ever heard? This is how the left views black people. They actually think they have ownership of black people. They don't believe black people have autonomy and agency. They don't believe black people are independent people who might think differently and feel differently. They actually believe that black voters are one unit. This is one of the most racist, evil ideas in modern society. And what did Kanye West do? He got the left to admit this. A leftist named Kiyomi says, Kanye is effing trash. I don't want to hear his fans rationalize or spin this into some thought-provoking act. Wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt, which is used to mock the death of black people, is a huge F you to every black person that has died at the hands of police. So apparently, according to the left, if you value all lives and place dignity on all, acknowledge the dignity of all people, regardless of their skin color, then you're mocking the death of black people. It's obviously false. It's absurdly false. We don't even need to take time to debunk that. That's obviously not what it means. But this shows us the left's manipulative tactics. They won't engage in the actual argument. They won't say, okay, this is the phrase and this is why we disagree with it. They only tell you, you're not even allowed to think about it. You're not even allowed to talk about it. We don't even want you to hear it. Because if you even listen to this or think about it, then that makes you a white supremacist. That's manipulation. And that's what they're engaging in. And their manipulation is solely focused on black people. Solely focused. Tor says, Black Lives Matter is about helping us survive. Kanye trolling that notion by wearing a White Lives Matter t-shirt means he is trying to get attention in any way possible, even if it means betraying his people. How many black people were killed in the Black Lives Matter riots? How many black businesses were burned in the Black Lives Matter riots? How many livelihoods of black Americans were destroyed because of the Black Lives Matter riots? It's funny how these leftists never want to answer that question. They point you to perhaps a dozen instances in the United States every year where unarmed black men are killed by police officers using firearms, using lethal force. They never analyze the actual situations to see, is it justified force or was this wrong of police? The vast majority of the time, even when an individual is labeled as unarmed, doesn't mean that they're not posing a threat of bodily harm or death to the police officer. Maybe they have a car. Maybe they have a knife. Maybe they're assaulting the cop. Anytime you analyze these situations, the police officer, the vast majority of the time, is acting based on what the threat against him or her is. There is zero evidence that these situations are based in institutional white supremacy. So Black Lives Matter is about helping us survive. That's absurd. It's false. But again, what does Tour betray? He said he's trying to get attention in any way possible, even if it means betraying his people. The left, you assume that his people are radical leftists because you think because he's Black that he has to be radical leftist because you're a racist. Then we have a username. Who is this? 50 Shades of Way is the username. He says, you can stop blaming Kanye West's actions on mental illness. He's a grown man with billions of dollars pandering to his audience to sell overpriced shoes. This tweet actually just made me laugh because I thought, okay, who do you think the primary consumer of Kanye West's fashion is? Who buys his shoes? Is it Republicans at Trump rallies? Or is it wealthy liberals who buy Kanye West's fashion? It's wealthy liberals, just a little spoiler alert. They're not that Republicans can't, but typically the Kanye West consumer is a wealthy liberal. Typically, that's who he's trying to sell a sneaker suit, but this one takes the cake. Josie says, this is all that needs to be said in regards to Kanye West and his White Lives Matter shirt. And then Josie posts about 14 paragraphs. So apparently all that needs to be said, it's not one word, it's not one sentence, 14 paragraphs. Quote tweeting someone else who said, do white lives not matter? And this is the response. We don't need a reminder of the worth of white lives. America is a shrine to the worth of white people. This message is reactionary to a message affirming the worth of Black lives, which never have been worth anything in America. In its intent, it's a white supremacist notion because it posits that we can't have a conversation about the worth of Black people without having a conversation about the worth of white people, which is effing insane. The notion that it always has to be about white people in America is incredibly frustrating, emotionally draining, and the whole problem. But here's Conway apparently centering that notion. Okay, a couple of things here. First of all, there is a genocide of Black people in our nation that's happening right under our very eyes. That genocide of Black people is happening in the wombs of Black women. Abortionists and the radical left and Democrats in Congress and in state legislatures are actively advocating. They're targeting unborn Black babies for abortion. They are killing an entire generation of Black babies. And these liberals don't care. They don't give a rat's tail. They won't even acknowledge that those children are being butchered and slaughtered in the womb. So the idea that the left cares about Black lives, it's not only false, it's not only absurd, it's offensive that they pretend to care about Black lives while the most vulnerable Black lives in the nation are subject to the abortionist's tools. Our nation has made mistakes in fulfilling the premise on which our government was built. The premise on which we were built was that all men are created equal, endowed by their creator with unalienable rights, among these being life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. The premise of our nation was of equality, of natural rights given to us by God, that governments instituted by men have no authority and should have no power to violate. And our country is run by sinful people because we are all fallen. We are all sinners. And we have not always fulfilled the promise in our founding, the promise on which our nation was founded. But what have we done as a nation to address shortcomings and failures? We fought a war for God's sake. People gave their lives to make sure that that promise was restored after that promise was violated. We have fought for hundreds of years to make sure that women and Black people and the unborn enjoy the promises guaranteed to them in our Constitution. This is not a nation that only values white lives. This is a nation so committed to the truths that are codified in our founding documents that we have been willing to fight for literally hundreds of years to make sure that mistakes from the past never happen again. The idea that our nation is an illegitimate nation, that our government is an illegitimate government, because the men who structured our government were also sinners. They also failed to live up to the documents that created our country and the promises that they instilled in these documents, that they themselves as individuals failed to live up to that as they hoped for our nation something better than themselves. The idea that our nation is so tainted by racism, that it was so tainted by slavery, that we are irredeemable, that people today should bear guilt and blame, that this sin of our past should never be absolved, even though the people of today have taken no part in that. That's an evil idea in and of itself. An idea as evil as the mistakes that were made in our country's history. Because what modern liberals are doing today is they're repeating those mistakes. They don't want equality under the law. They want certain people to face discrimination based on the color of their skin. They want certain people denied opportunity based on the color of their skin. They want the government to have the authority to take away the fruits of the labor of certain people based on the color of their skin. This is racism. This is what the left wants. And so here we have Kanye West at his fashion show in Paris, acting more of a disruptor in this herd of sheep, this herd of leftist sheep who all think they're unique because they wear different colored clothes and certain someone has a baggy jacket this week and certain someone's wearing a mask over their face as they walk down a runway the next week. These people think they're so unique, but they're not. They're the herd of sheep. And they all bleat in unison when Kanye West has the courage to disrupt this. So why did Kanye West do this? We're going to talk about that in just a second, but first I want to talk to you about Cozy Earth. I want to ask you a question. How did you sleep last night? If you answered this question, well, not so great, or just okay, or please don't ask. Well, my friend, you're not alone. One out of every three Americans report being sleep deprived, and your sheets could be part of the problem. That's why I like Cozy Earth sheets. The wrong sheets can trap body heat, leaving you boiling 1 minute and freezing the next. The solution? Cozy Earth sheets. They are the softest, most luxurious, and best temperature regulating sheets on the planet. It's like sleeping on a cloud, which makes sense because they are made from bamboo, which allows Cozy Earth sheets to breathe. So you sleep at the perfect temperature all year round. I have Cozy Earth sheets on my bed right now. I love them. I think you will too. Cozy Earth offers a 100-night sleep trial, which means you have up to 100 nights to sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you are not completely in love, you can just send it back for a full refund. You can now save 35% on Cozy Earth bamboo bedding. 35%. Just go to cozyearth.com/Liz35. You have to hurry. This offer ends soon. That's cozyearth.com/LIZ35. cozyearth.com/Liz35. So why is Kanye West doing this now? Why did he choose this venue? He's used Twitter before. He's used Instagram. He's run a presidential campaign. Why now? Because this is what makes the left show their true colors. At his fashion show, Jaden Smith, who is the son of Will Smith, got up and left the show when Kanye West posited that every person has dignity and worth regardless of the color of their skin, that their value is not determined by the amount of melanin in their skin. This is what Jaden Smith tweeted. He said, "Black lives matter. I don't care whose it is. If I don't feel the message, I'm out." And he left. No politician has been able to expose the left for their true colors the way that Kanye West has. And then Kanye West posted this on his Instagram story just a couple of hours later, after all these headlines, after all these celebrities responded. This is what he said. Everyone knows that Black Lives Matter was a scam. Now it's over. You're welcome. It's brutal. It's brutal. But this is what Kanye told Vogue in the lead up to this fashion show, before anyone knew that the fashion show was going to be controversial in this way. When he was explaining what inspired the collection, when he was explaining what people could expect to see, he said, quote, "There's just people from the same planet. And sometimes in high school, it feels like we don't fit in. And in a situation like this, we have the opportunity to come together to express who we are." That actually explains exactly why he did what he did, where he did it. Because he understands the racial division of the left, and he wants to expose that to his vast audience to make sure that everyone understands that even if the Democrats tell you that you have to be a Democrat because you are Black, you don't have to be a Democrat because you're Black. You are a thinking, individual person with agency and autonomy who can feel for themselves, think for themselves, and decide who to vote for yourself. So why is it controversial to say white lives matter? Why is it controversial to say all lives matter? It shouldn't be. The left does not crave equality. They're not pursuing justice. They actively intend to subjugate white people. And Kanye West has exposed them once and for all. All right, now it is time for our bananas video of the day. And this should come as no surprise to you that it's actually a little surprising that she didn't make the first segment of bananas video of the day, but she did make the second one, so maybe that counts. AOC is our bananas video of the day.
The same folks who tell us and told us that COVID's just a flu, that climate change isn't real, that January 6th was nothing but a tourist visit, are now trying to tell us that transgender people are not real. And I would say that their claim is probably just as legitimate as all their others, which is to say, not very much at all.
Oh, trans people aren't real, she claims. That's what conservatives say. So a little background on this. A doctor, a Planned Parenthood doctor, perhaps that should be in quote unquotes, a Planned Parenthood doctor claimed in a testimony to Congress that men can have pregnancies. Men can have pregnancies, this doctor said. This is the exact quote. Somebody with a uterus may have the capability of becoming pregnant, whether they are a woman or a man. That doesn't make a difference. Fortunately, the Republican congressman who was questioning this doctor shut him down and said, "That is ridiculous. We're done here." This is what AOC is responding to with this clip. She is saying that if you believe that men cannot be pregnant, you know, because men cannot be pregnant, that you don't want transgender people to exist. Well, if you want to parse it down to that, if you're defining a transgender person as a man who can get pregnant, then yeah, no, that doesn't exist. A man cannot get pregnant. What she means to say is that you're a bigot, you're hateful, and science doesn't matter. Also, by the way, she claims that, you know, you're the same person that says climate change isn't real. Well, climate change isn't real the way that AOC defines it, because AOC tells us that we're going to face the apocalypse here on Earth by 2030 if we don't completely cut out fossil fuels and go back to pre-industrial revolution times, except, of course, for the elitists that jet their private jets all around the world emitting tons of carbon because they're special and you're not. Yeah, that kind of climate change, that's not real. COVID, likewise, has a 99.7% survival rate. And if you're younger, it has a 99.9% survival rate. So it is kind of like the flu. So AOC is accidentally correct about a few of these things. The majority of January 6th protesters were actually peaceful. A few of them weren't, and that's not right, but they weren't armed. They didn't harm anyone, and it wasn't an insurrection. I'm happy to be the same person that says all of those things for AOCs, but she wins the most bananas video of the day because she thinks that men can get pregnant. They can't. All right. Thank you for watching today. Thank you for listening. I'm Liz Wheeler. This is The Liz Wheeler Show.
Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.